I'm happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe April Miller. She's executive director of the Sky Center, which is a program of the New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project, and Marjorie Miller Engel. She is founder and president of the Life Center Foundation. And the Sky Center is this year's recipient of the Life Center Foundation's Leadership Award. And so we're here to celebrate both of you. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Let's talk for a moment about the Suicide Intervention Project, also known as the Sky Center. The Sky Center is, what is the Sky Center?
The Sky Center is a free family counseling center, Mary Charlotte. We're located at the DeVargas Middle School. The Santa Fe Public School District has offered us that in-kind space because we work with so many Santa Fe Public School students and their families who are vulnerable or at risk in some way to the issues of suicide and the issues that lead up to suicide. So the Sky Center is our physical space. We are busy over there providing free family counseling every evening after school for kids and families and hosting a whole range of programs to address the issue of youth suicide.
Is it significant that it's a middle school where you're housed? Are middle school students particularly vulnerable to suicide?
Middle school students are vulnerable to a lot of risky issues that could eventually lead to suicide. We're also working a lot in middle school programs to develop leadership capacity around promising young leaders, addressing a lot of the issues like depression, family issues that middle schoolers are dealing with and facing every day. So we happen to be at DeVargas Middle School. Our services reach kindergarten through, 12th grade in the district. But middle school is a prime time when youngsters are crossing over between childhood into adolescence, are searching for issues around problem solving, how to develop friendships, how to protect themselves from the vulnerability of substance use and depression.
And it's the time of life where your peer group is more important than ever because we naturally break away from our families because we know we're going out into the world.
Right, and in that way it's both, some of your best resources, your peer group. It also can be a piece of the vulnerability whenever young middle school students are excluded, having a difficult time identifying with a group that leads them in the good direction. So it's a very difficult time. We've actually, in the last couple of months, have been a key player in partnering with Mayor Gonzalez's anti-bullying campaign. And a lot of that work is looking at the bullying in middle schools and the impact it has on school success and wellness in general. So we're working with the mayor in a task force of parents who are concerned about bullying in the middle school, and the Sky Center is sort of the hub of that work right now.
There's a lot of different pieces to suicide intervention. One of them is prevention. Another one is dealing with people who've had suicide attempts or the families of people who've committed suicide. Tell us about the whole range of activities that you do.
We are really working on that full spectrum. We try to begin our work very early on in the prevention. We know that the precursors for suicide are identified as family conflict, mood difficulties, and success in school and with peers. So with those as our precursor markers, our doors are wide open for families who are calling up saying that their child doesn't want to go to school anymore, somebody's failing math class, somebody's being teased in the cafeteria, mom and dad are fighting a lot, they can't figure out how to go from mom's house to dad's house without a lot of conflict. So those three precursors are our markers for opening the doors wide to families. Our hope is to work with youngsters and their families at that end, rather than at the further end of the continuum, closer to suicide. But we offer a full range, so we're working at that end. We're also in the middle schools doing a natural helpers program. The public middle schools identify about 20 promising leaders across the range of middle school cliques, sort of. And we are asking them to step into leadership roles. Leadership of kindness, inclusion, looking out for each other, learning in a friendship what to do if somebody approaches you, talking about family fighting, talking about their own depression. What do you do with a close friend who has those worries on their chest? How do these natural helpers seek out caring and loving adults in the middle schools? School counselor, the principal, the school teachers. That's another big prevention program. We're also partnered up right now with Christus Medical Center, where we're getting kids right out of the medical center emergency department who have shown up there talking about suicide immediately after a suicide attempt. Christus has asked the Sky Center to step forward and reach out to those families right in the emergency department. So we go over there and begin the relationship to bring them over to the Sky Center for a full range of services to meet their needs. So those kids are very vulnerable. Many of them have already made an attempt. We sometimes meet them in their hospital bed after a serious attempt.
I remember the last time you were on, you said something like, when there are kids who have made a suicide attempt that was not successful, in other words, they're still alive, and you really talk to them, it turns out that they didn't really want to commit suicide. They wanted their lives to change.
Absolutely.
And that's the tragedy of it, because the people that we do lose, if those changes could have been made, they would still be with us and perhaps flourishing.
Absolutely, Mary Charlotte. And to that end, we have developed this curriculum called Inner and Outer Life Skills. And the inner skills being skills around how to take a pause, how to calm yourself down, how to go inside to regulate your emotions. The outer skills, everything from how to problem solve, how to reach out to a caring adult when you feel you're in trouble, how to sustain relationships. Those are the issues that we know when a child, a youngster, does, you know, misses those skills. They become a little bit more vulnerable to suicide as an option.
All the things you said, all adults should be learning that stuff too.
Yes.
And I would imagine that the kids who need it are from households where that's not taught, where the parents don't have those skills.
Well, that's the beauty of the Sky Center at night, Mary Charlotte. We're over there watching these courageous parents say, I'm not sure how to problem solve that one either. And they're role playing and they're practicing and they're coming up with an expanded option list for their whole family. They're going home with those kind of homework assignments on how to develop problem solving meetings as a family. One of the big conundrums for many families is, how do you deal with depression? What are the remedies or cures for depression? What can a family do to protect themselves against the worsening of depression? And that is sort of a family issue, because sometimes if a 15-year-old is suffering, so is mom.
Yeah.
And that's why we're working with the whole family to begin to combat the issues of depression, because depression is, you know, a very likely leading to the vulnerability of suicide attempts or suicide behavior.
And I was going to say, if a mom is suffering, probably so is the 15-year-old.
Yes. And they're often looking, as a family, where do we go from here? And the Sky Center is there with a full range of really getting families. You know, we have a living room style counseling rooms throughout the center where families can sit together and take on these issues. And, you know, for one family we met with this fall, they had a suicide in their extended family. Now their youngster, 16-year-old young man, was suffering from depression, not wanting to go to school. Within a couple of months, that boy was on a sports team in the school. The parents were coming together, really talking about depression as an extended family problem, and really beginning to see themselves needing to sort of protect themselves from depression with a list of resources such as exercise, what you eat, learning how to, you know, reach out to people. That whole list, we're bringing that into the family sessions every night at the Sky Center.
Right, and I suppose that the current state of American culture, where kids aren't allowed to go outside as much as they need, where they're eating junk food and where they're in front of their screens all day, just exacerbates the problem.
It does exasperate. I was just giving a parent talk the other night about the impact of screen use on child wellness in general, whether it's depression, physical exercise, everything. And, you know, looking at some studies that show as screen use intensifies, school success decreases.
Yeah.
And what do parents need to do to protect them, not just from exposure on the screen, what the content of the screen, but even just the time on the screen.
And what it's
taking away from.
Yeah. I mean, which is, again, all of this is true for all of us, you know, supposedly healthy, normal adults.
Yes.
We're talking to April Miller of the Sky Center. Now, what does the picture, the kind of the overall picture of suicide in New Mexico look like?
The overall picture is, unfortunately, we have been sitting top 5 in the nation for completed youth suicide. And that is not a statistic that we should be comfortable with. This is a beautiful, enchanting place, and we have so many resources, so many caring, loving people in our community, that our work is to lower that statistic so we are not noted in the nation as a state that has a youth suicide rate of that high. So we are working across the state. We're doing a lot of teaching, training. We're trying to really train what we call key gatekeepers, faith leaders, school teachers, physicians, folks who come in contact every day with youngsters who are probably struggling with, you know, inclusion issues, family conflict, mood problems. So we're getting out and we're doing a lot of training throughout the state. We've been, you know, we're stretched down to Rio Doso in a couple of weeks, working with a faith leadership group out in Gallup with Indian Health Services. So we're really spreading the word across the state so we can try to get leaders more aware of what the issues are.
So you recently received this Life Center Foundation Leadership Award. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was such a wonderful, I'm speechless even still to imagine whenever New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project was identified at the reception, I really was speechless. I felt so good that the Life Center Board took on an issue that many are kind of uncomfortable with, that they were able to embrace this issue. They expressed their care, their concern for our community around this issue by recognizing that through the awarding of the grant. It was really quite an honor, and it meant a lot more than, I mean, the check was very generous and meant a lot to our programming. It allowed us to open up the doors for a few new natural helper groups in some of the middle schools, to open up so that more families can be seen in the evening. So it was very significant for our budget. But most importantly was the recognition of an issue that is often difficult in our community to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the kind of thing where people invite you to dinner and say, tell us more about it.
Exactly. Some of the staff...
Like the domestic violence people have the same problem.
Yes. Yeah. Some of the staff people say that when they say where they work. That's why, in a way, the marketing around the Sky Center is important for us right now, to keep the tagline of the New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project, because that is the core issue. But the Sky Center is about hope and transformation and change.
Yeah.
But so anyhow, that was very meaningful for the Life Center Foundation to recognize this issue and go public with it.
Now, Marjorie Miller Engel, you are founder and director of the Life Center Foundation. It's been around for a long time. What is the mission of this group?
Well, the original mission was about over 30 years ago. We, a group of us, started the Life Center Foundation, including Dr. Ed Kleiner, who was the founder of the Arroyo Chamisa Pediatric Center. This, we decided that we wanted to provide programs for children dealing with grief issues. That grew to where we were in most of the public schools providing group therapy and counseling. And in 2002, we converted from a service agency into a foundation, a public charitable foundation, keeping our status. But a group of us decided, let's continue, but instead of a budget that was over 50% staff, we would use the funds from the sale of the building, not the funds themselves, but the dividends, the interest from that sale, as well as we were business people, philanthropists, we would put a minimum amount of money in every year towards annual grants. And it's been amazing. We said, let's give it 3 years. It's now 12 years later. We are a small group. We do all the work ourselves. We're fully volunteer. We only have a part-time bookkeeper office person 4 hours a week. I run the Life Center Foundation as I donate my time, and I'm CEO of the Life Center. And we are 12 on the board. Everyone donates differently. And we meet quarterly, and we know our community quite well now, much better than we did before we started. Many of us are born and raised New Mexicans or migrated here many years ago. We really have a handle now on the community. We did not want to give our funds, even though we respect the community foundations that were already in existence. We decided we could do it ourselves. And what we have discovered 12 years later is the amazing essential services in this community. And so we can really speak very personally about that. Why we selected New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project, for whom we've given funds in the past, mm-hmm. we felt, as we've talked, the issue is so important. It's one of the reasons we started the Life Center 33 years ago, was that issue of emotional duress in families, especially in low-income families, where they cannot afford private counseling. And so we felt very strongly that this, our first leadership grant award, which was in honor of a very sad loss for us, of Fidel Gutierrez, who died in 2013. He died within 8 weeks of discovering that he had cancer. We decided to honor him and honor the recipient by putting it in his name. And we also have corporate sponsors. It's been wonderful. The community has come behind it. We feel very strongly about Sky Center, as well as the other five agencies for whom we've given grants this year. But Sky Center really exemplifies the work that is necessary in this community for us to deal with the issue of depression and isolation, and how families cannot talk about it often. If it's not in their own family, they're afraid to recognize that it may be a neighbor or a school friend or extended family member, and that's why we felt it was very important for our first leadership award.
So this is the first leadership award grant that you've given?
Yes.
Are you going to do that every year now?
We have decided. Our last board meeting was last week, and we voted, and it was unanimous that on a yearly basis, we will give a leadership award. We have corporate sponsors who have decided to be included in that grant, and so we are very excited about it. The Hotel Santa Fe has been very generous in providing a lovely reception so that we all come together. Not only the board or people who are supportive of the Life Center, but also the grantees. We want to make sure that they're honored publicly, and that's why we do that. It's very important to bring the corporate sponsors with them together in a very friendly reception where we all can share what we're going through and what we have learned about our community.
So the New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project is on the web at nmsip.org, and they can also be called at 505-473-6191. And do you get a lot of people kind of like walking in and saying, we need help, our family needs help?
It's interesting you would ask me that, Mary Charlotte, because the other day we usually start opening up around 8 o'clock in the morning, even though we're there till 9 o'clock at night. When we were opening up the door, a young middle school girl was there with her grandmother. And this little girl had been bullied at school and suffering with academic problems and peer problems. And all Grandma said was, we are standing here because we heard we could get some help here. And it was such a testimony to where she heard that, how the word got out. That is sort of the heart and soul of the Sky Center, is we want to be accessible. When families and kids and school teachers call in the middle of the day, we want our answer to be, can you come over this afternoon? It's very easy to get into the Sky Center. There's not a lot of paperwork. You don't have to qualify financially or in any other way. So that really keeps the doors wide open for families, because the real difficulty is making that initial phone call, and we don't want to make it any harder after that.
April Miller is Executive Director of the New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project and the Sky Center, again, nmsip.org. Marjorie Miller Engel is Founder and President of the Life Center Foundation, which is on the web at thelifecenterfoundation.com. I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.